Everything on the table. Joel Levac and Phil Tidy hot desking in a former film studio in Soho. This is an audio version of a post on my website, and it's going out on an adequate podcast with me, John Paul Flintoff. It's adequate because I can't do perfect. To begin, an image, a drawing, a painting. Joel Levac and Phil Tidy in an upstairs office at All Is Joy, Soho. Between them, there's a shared table and it's covered with things, a thermos, coffee cup, Lemsip, tin of chocolates, water bottle and glass, laptop computer, roll of loo paper, coat hanger and a small tech box. In a corner of the room, two green Bromptons with different handlebars are parked. And through the window, there's a red ladder that Joel painted to match the tomatoes he grew in a rooftop planter for Soho Bloody Marys. Most pictures in this portrait show catch a person in a room that belongs to them, and the room does half of the characterisation. This one is different by design. Joel and Phil are hot desking, sharing a table that isn't really either of theirs. So if the portrait looks blanker than the others, or less personal, well, that's the point. The building is enormous. Warner Brothers used to record voiceovers here, George Clooney and Tom Cruise among them. It now contains a radio station, bar, event spaces, sound studios, cinema and offices let out on this floor. Phil uses this room most days, and Joel was visiting from elsewhere in the building when I popped by. Under normal circumstances, the rent would run to about $2 million a year. Their landlord let these two have it on a peppercorn plus profit share because the building is in poor condition. Recently, they had to service every aircon unit to prevent Legionnaire's disease. The pop-up takeover was meant to last a year, and now it was going into its third. Both of them were obviously knackered. I wasn't actually there to draw them. I was there because they were putting together a book about running the building and had asked me to help. Joel, I already knew. He'd been one of the sitters in a set of Zoom portraits I made during the pandemic, when a Soho private members club raised money for its neighbourhood's homeless. But that was 5 years before and through a small screen. Here's what the Zoom drawing looked like. And there's a line drawing on grey paper, grey-blue paper, showing Joel Levac from the chest up with dark tousled hair looking towards the viewer. Joel's was one of maybe 30 portraits I made for the union that year in exchange for donations. Everyone was on the other side of a screen, and I didn't meet Joel in person for a long time afterwards. Before we met, we often Zoomed to make collaborative art online. One day Joel told me he'd got hold of the old bar at the Union, which was being changed, and had cut it into 28 numbered pieces, each one made into an artwork. And then on my website there's a photo of Joel at home with his dark curly hair and earpods in, wearing a cycling top and holding up a small square of aged brown wood. This one's numbered 1 out of 28. Behind him there's a cycling helmet and other clothes on the shelves. I have that wooden artwork near me now on a bookshelf. We finally met in person in June 2021. And there's a photo of the two of us. I'm on the left and Joel's on the right, wearing a boiler suit with ear protectors around his neck. He was just working on installing a new gallery show. Later, I helped at one of Joel's other art shows in a different Soho gallery. This time he'd cut up an unwanted grand piano to make works about a mountain in Antarctica that shares his name, Mount Levac. He intends to visit one day. I wrote the show notes and I interviewed Joel at the launch, back in my former role as journalist. Joel co-runs All Is Joy, the name given to the former Warner Brothers building where I drew the picture at the top of this page, as well as several other buildings around Soho. He does a show on Soho Radio. He knows a very high proportion of the people in that square mile. It's fair to say he is Mr. Soho. Immediately before All Is Joy opened, he asked me to run a couple of public speaking events there, and having access to the whole of the still vacant building, I used one of the soundproofed recording studios and the bar and the giant screening room. This photo shows Joel on the first morning at the front door looking out for my guests. And there's a photo of Joel, this time with very short haircut, standing at the doorway, holding the door open, looking out at the street. And through the open door, we can see a Sunset Strip sign in pink neon across the road. He also let me use a small gallery space at All Is Joy to show, for the first time in public, some of the drawings that would go into A Specky Man Has a Breakdown. I was deeply ambivalent about letting anybody see them and basically didn't tell anyone they were there on display. Great gallerist I was. You're probably getting the impression that Joel isn't a man you can keep at a desk for long. Here he is, in a photo, in his workshop at All His Joy, safety goggles pushed up, a wall of saws and a ceiling of posters from Soho events. Joel looks very animated and he's pointing at something out of the picture. Knowing Joel to be a man of action, I was instantly grabbed in that room with Phil by the opportunity to picture him sitting down. With every minute, his expression showed an increasingly restless desire to get out of there. The book idea we were talking about was to be picture-led. Neither of them wanted to spend ages writing. I suggested they gather the best images of the building and of themselves inside it, print them into a single copy of a plain book, write over the pictures with any thoughts and memories, and reproduce the whole thing just as it was. What my portrait ends up characterising isn't Joel or Phil singly, but the ad hoc tabletop between them, and a certain provisional running on fumes look that felt honest to the whole enterprise. It's the portrait in this show that is most transparently the picture of a working situation rather than a working self. This is one of the portraits in Contain Multitudes, my show at Burr House, which is running from the 19th to 23rd of August 2026. Thanks for listening.